Hare Krishna, I welcome all of you. Let us start singing already, then the devotees know it starts. See? Namo. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta. Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve. Charine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatya De Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shri Gaur Bhaktavinda Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Please, everybody now sing Na Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. A little louder. Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare
Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Chirare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Premanandi, Hare 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 Krishna. This is the last time where I will address you on the subject matter of the seven sweet oceans of Krishna's qualities. I will ask you at the beginning a very difficult question which will make you think very thoroughly. What do you consider the essence of Krishna's personality? Let me explain the question a little. When I think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what comes to mind? What is special about him? Compassion, mercy, yes. Let me, you know, I always am afraid when I ask you questions, you will just answer what you have heard, but you have not really thought about this. This is my fear.
Kada vam postavim ovako neko pitanje, da ćete samo da skočete sa nekim odgovorima, ali da nećete dobro razmisliti.
So I will ask you the question differently. What do you think, what comes to mind when you think of Donald Trump, the previous president of the United States of America?
Zato ću vas prvo pitati, šta je to što vam prvo dođe na um kada pomislite na Donalda Trumpa, prethodnog predsjednika Sjedinjenih Američkih Država?
Hmm? Yeah. What? Not thinking.
It's me.
Is it hairstyle? You're from, yes, hairstyle. But that, I think we will agree, that's not the essence of his personality. Businessman. What's the essence of his personality? It's now not about, you know, we are not thinking of do we like him or don't we like him. What is? Someone says power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Manipulative, yes, manager, yes, yes. What do you think when you think of Satchinandan Swami, the essence of his personality? The question is not do I like him or do I not like him, the essence of his personality. Oh, I'm interested.
Yeah.
Japa, reasonable. Oh, I never thought. Certain things come to our mind. I don't want to repeat what you say. Thank you very much for your kindness, by the way, but no gentleman can repeat his own. What is the essence of Krishna's personality? Sweetness. Beauty. His love towards his devotees. The desire to enjoy with his devotees. He's a playful connoisseur. Yes. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? His ability to reciprocate with different kinds of devotees in very specific ways, no?
Yeah.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami deals with this question in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and remembers Shukadev Goswami who talks about Krishna's foremost pastime. He says, Madhurya Bhagavata Sara, the quintessence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Madhurya or sweetness. Now we all know what sweetness means in relationship to food preparations. And we may have some idea what sweetness means in relationship to persons, as when we say, you talk very sweetly. But what does sweetness in relationship to God mean? This is a very deep question. The Shastras answer. That which is beyond all imagination. That which is heavy with surprise and wonder. And that which is relished in the heart, that is purified and is in sattva. Such is known as rasa.
To je poznato kao rasa.
Rasa, sweetness, is full of surprises.
Rasa je slatkoća, puna iznenađenja.
You can never imagine it.
To ne možete zamisliti.
It's always new and new and new.
Uvijek je novo i novo i novo.
And it fills your heart and makes you mad with love. That is the sweetness of the Lord.
I ispunjava me srce i čini vas ludim od ljubavi. To je slatkoća Gospodina.
Now, every living being is after some type of taste in life.
Sad svako živo biće traga za nekom vrstom ukusa u svom životu.
Prabhupada writes, every living entity from Brahma up to the small insignificant ant, they all want to taste, want to relish some taste derived from their experience in sense perception.
Rečeno je da čak od Brahme pa sve do najmanjeg mrava svaka osoba želi i traga za nekom vrstom ukusa koju želi da kuša.
These senses, these sensual experiences are technically called rasa.
Ta čulna iskustva se tehnički nazivaju rasa.
You may go through your life and at different times you might say, is there something interesting to eat?
Možete li tako kad dok idete kroz svoj život, možete reći, želio bih nešto interesantno da pojedem?
Or you might like to think, I would, you know, life is a little boring, perhaps, you know, if I can have a little sexual nadživot. I need something that fires me up and inspires me. Those who are more intellectual and not so much on the sensual platform might ask, I need to read something really interesting now.
Oni koji su malo više intelektualno naklonjeni, koji nisu toliko na telesnom nivou, oni će reći, sad mi je potrebno nešto da nešto interesantno da pročitam.
Although I have no taste, no faith that there is a good movie any longer that they make these things, but let me see if I get and can see some nice movie.
Iako više nemam vjeri da ima nekakav dobar film koji bi se mogao pogledati, ali hajde da potražim, možda ima neki dobar da pogledam.
The living entity needs rasa to exist.
Živom biću je potrebna rasa da bi postojalo.
Otherwise he dries out or she dries out completely and there is no taste in life any longer.
Takva osoba će inače potpuno da presuši, više neće imati nikakvog ukusa u svom životu.
Prabhupada has something to say about this, the mundane rasa, the mundane experience of relishment. He says the relish or taste of the mundane rasa does not endure long. And therefore, mundane people are always trying to change their position of enjoyment.
Zbog toga svjetovni ljudi, oni uvijek pokušavaju da promijene svoj položaj u ovom svijetu.
Have you seen the people who are really trying to squeeze out the pleasure that this world has to offer? They always have to jump from one thing to the next because the taste doesn't endure very long.
Možda ste to i primijetili da ljudi koji pokušavaju da istisnu neko zadovoljstvo iz ovog svijeta, oni uvijek skaču s jedne stvari na drugu, zato što to uživanje ne traje dugo.
I think in this room there is not one person who does not appreciate good pizza.
Ja mislim da u ovoj prostoriji ne postoji ni jedna osoba koja ne cijeni dobru pizzu.
But I was inspecting, discussing with one devotee the other day, I asked how many pieces of pizza have you eaten already? He said four. please eat a fifth, I said. No, Maharaji, no. I said, no problem, I have novats, I can give you, you know, for 10 pizzas. No, not 10 is too much for me, for 5 more pizzas. And he said, if you will give me 10,000 euros, Maharaj, I will not eat another pizza. I'm Puno. I think you know this when you need to make a pause, no? I think some of you have not made pauses, and therefore, anyways, it's all right. It's all right. And then Prabhupada, so the mundane rasa is temporary. It lasts only for a small amount of time, and then it's this the same thing which gave you relishment gives you disgust.
Da vam samo na jedno ograničeno vrijeme vam pruža zadovoljstvo, a nakon toga vam čak izaziva gađenje.
And ultimately death comes and finishes all your enjoyment.
I u konačnici dođe smrt koja završi sa svim vašim uživanjem.
But then Prabhupada says, if you the taste which you make when you practice bhakti does not finish even with the end of life.
I onda Prabhupada kaže da rasa koju kušate u duhovnom kontekstu, ona se ne završava čak ni kada napustite ovo tijelo.
It purifies you from material coverings and designations.
Ona vas pročišćava od materijalne prekrivenosti i poistovjećenja.
And it is performed for Krishna.
I ona se radi za Krishna.
Once devotees came to Prabhupada. We don't experience any taste of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, without this you cannot go on in Krishna consciousness. Oops. The one devotee said, but isn't that wrong to try to come to Krishna and want to experience taste? Are we not just meant to serve him?
And
then the devotee said, as far as I understand the song, Jagannatha Swamina Yana Patagami Bhavatume. I think that's the wrong song. Because here the devotee asks, my dear Lord Jagannath, let me relish your beautiful form by seeing them, bhava to me, by appearing before me.
Jer tu bhakta govori, o moj dragi gospodine, najda mogu da uživam u tvojom prekrasnom licu, molim te ukaži mi se.
I think you all will agree, the greatest taste would be to actually see or experience Krishna directly in our heart, no?
Mislim da biste se svi složili da bi to bilo najveće uživanje kada bismo imali to iskustvo Krishne koje se pojavljuje u našem srcu.
So then Prabhupada said, if you do not experience Krishna, you will not, there's no question in continuing the process of devotional service. You have to. His idea was, if you don't experience the higher taste of bhakti, because you need to experience relish, you will be drifting or drawn back to experience the lower taste.
Njegova poenta je bila ta, ukoliko ne imate to iskustvo da kušate viši ukus bhakti, pošto jednostavno duša mora da nešto kuša, ona će da navini da ide ka tome i da uživa u materijalnoj rasi.
Can you relate to this, Rupanuga?
Da li možete da se povežete sa ovim?
I think it is the sad story of some of our lives, no?
Mislim da je ovo tužna priča nekih od naših života.
We don't experience the higher taste, then we will go back to the lower taste, although our intellect tells us it's not good for you.
Mi ukoliko nemamo ako ne kušamo taj viši ukus, mi ćemo ići ka nižem ukusu, iako nam čak naša inteligencija može govoriti da to nije dobro za nas.
But Krishna consciousness is ultimately not an intellectual process. It's quite different, actually.
Ali svjesnost Krišne u konačnici nije intelektualni proces. On je potpuno drugačiji.
As a living entity, you need to experience rasa, either bhakti or spiritual rasa or mundane rasa.
Kao živo biće, mi jednostavno moramo uvijek da kušamo neki ukus, neku rasu, ili će to biti bhakti, duhovna rasa, ili materijalna rasa.
Now, while the mundane rasa doesn't last long, and therefore you have to always try to juggle around to find something new, the bhakti rasa is that's what we hear, it is ongoing.
I dok je s jedne strane ta materijalna rasa takva da ne traje dovoljno dugo i uvijek moramo da žongliramo sa njom, da tražimo nešto novo, bhakti rasa je potpuno drugačija i kako čujemo, ona traje.
And in today's seminar about the sweet ocean of Krishna's sweetness, we want to show you.
Mi želimo to da vam pokažemo na današnjem seminaru o slatkom okeanu Krišnine osobnosti.
Now there are four things for which Krishna is very, very famous. Four types of sweetnesses, if you so want.
I postoje četiri stvari po kojima je Krišna jako poznat. Možete reći da su to kao četiri vrste slatkoće.
I will go from the back, from the fourth to the first. Rupa Madhurya means his form is so sweet. You have seen great kings giving up their kingdoms in order to relish Krishna's beautiful form.
Vidjeli smo velike kraljeve koji su ostavljali svoja kraljevstva kako bi kušali Krišninu ljepotu.
Venu Madhurya, his sweet flute song, so very sweet.
Venu Madhurya, to je slatki zvuk njegove flaute.
The flaute, yes, the flaute is so sweet. It flouts around, and when it enters the ears of anyone, it's extremely sweet.
Kada taj zvuk svake flaute kada uđe u bilo koje osobe, to je jako, jako slatko.
It is described all ragas, or that means all music is in that sweet in Krishna's flute play. So if you like heavy metal, you like Krishna's flute play.
Rečeno je da su sve rage i sva muzika da su sadržane u tom zvuku Krišnine flaute. Tako ako volite heavy metal, to isto to znači da volite Krišnine flaute.
And if you like Bach, Bach is Johann Sebastian Bach. Yeah. It's a reflection of some few ragas which are included in Krishna's flute plays. Third, Prema Madhurya. He's surrounded by loving devotees and has this loving exchange which is just amazing.
On je okružen sa baktama koji su ispunjene ljubavlju i oni imaju razne koje su takve ispunjene ljubavlju.
And finally, Lila Madhurya, and I want to tell you a sweet Lila of Krishna.
I u konačnici tu je Lila Madhurya i ja želim sada da vam ispričam jednu Krišninu zabavu.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What you must do is you must, as you hear, you must try to envision the past times and let them enter into your heart and surprise you.
Ono što sada trebate da uradite je da slušate pažljivo i da dopustite da vam ta lila uđe kroz uši u srce i da vas tu iznenadi.
One time Krishna did not appear to the appointment with Srimati Radharani.
Jednom prilikom Krishna se nije pojavio na sastanku koji je imao sa Srimati Radharani.
And when he finally, early in the morning, appeared before Radha and her sakis, his eyes were rolling from tiredness.
I kada se u rano jutro konačno pojavio ispred Radharani i Gopika, njegove oči su se vrtile koliko bi umoran.
But he had signs in his face and on his body that clearly told Radha he had been with someone else and therefore not come.
I onda je on imao po svome licu i po tijelu znakove koje su Radhi bile potpuno jasno, su joj govorili da je on bio negdje sa nekim drugim i da zbog toga nije došao.
And Krishna had explained at other times that he has to reciprocate with all the devotees in all the rasas.
Krishna na drugom mjestu objašnjava kako on uzvraća i ima razmjenu sa baktama, sa svim baktama i u svim rasama.
He has to appear in the hearts of the yogis who meditate about him as Paramatma.
And
all those who come to him, including those in the Madhurya Rasa, he has to reciprocate. That's his promise in the Gita.
On uzrača svima i onima koji se nalaze u Madhurya Rasi, to je njegovo obećanje koje je tamo u Bhagavad Giti.
So Radha came into a loving anger, it's called man.
I onda je Radha ušla u taj ljubavni gnjev koji se zove man.
It was very strong. She gave away all her black dresses.
I to je bilo veliki gnjev. Obuzeo, ona je podijela sve svoje crne halune.
She donated her shalagram shilas away.
Dala je svoje shalagram shile.
She did not want to see anything black any longer.
Ona više nije htjela vidjeti ništa što crne boje.
So in order to see Radha, which is the greatest need of Krishna, he had to disguise himself.
I da bi vidio Radu, što je bila Krishna najveća potreba, on se morao prerušiti.
And one day the most beautiful girl anyone had ever seen appeared in Vrindavan.
Jednog dana jedna djevojka koja je bila najljepša djevojka koju su ikada vidjeli se pojavila u Vrindavanu.
She spoke in the sweet voice of a cuckoo.
Ona je pričala na slatki način poput kukavice.
And her ankle bells jingled.
I njene nanogice su zvecale.
And she went right with Krishna's niece Kundalata to Radharani, who was staying at that time in the home of Jyotila. Radha sat there very sad. In a mood of deep separation from Krishna. But outwardly very obstinate. So she wouldn't speak with anyone. So one gopi asked, "Hey Kundalite, who is that lady next to you, that girl?" Oh, said Kundalata, she came from Mathura. She's a student of the guru of the demigods, Brihaspati, and has learned singing from him.
Oh, ovo je jedna djevojka koja je došla iz Mathure i ona je učenica gurua polubogova Brihaspatija i učenica kako da pjeva.
Brihaspati had taken her to the heavenly planets where he taught her the arts of singing.
Brihaspati je odveo na rajske planete i tu je podučio toj umjetnosti pjevanja.
And only yesterday she came back.
I evo upravo juče se vratila.
Her name is Kalavati.
Njeno ime je Kalavati.
Then, oh beautiful Radha.
O lijepa Radha.
She wants to sing for you.
Ona želi da pjeva za tebe.
But she is a little shy.
Malo je stidljiva.
So she has asked me to make the arrangements.
I zato je mene zamolila da napravim aranžman.
Oh Radha, her singing will perhaps take away your present mood. So Radha nodded her head in consent. So the beautiful girl asked Radha, oh Radha, I know many songs, which one would you like me to sing?
O Radhe, ja znam puno pjesama. Koju bi pjesmu želio da pjevam?
So Radha was thinking now about melodies. The Sutta pitch you can't sing because there is too much mucus in your throat.
Radha tako razmišljala, ona je rekla, ovu notu ne možeš otpjevati suda notu zato što ima previše suzu u tom grlu.
Why don't you sing the Veena pitch?
Zašto ne bi pjevala Veena notu?
So immediately this girl started to sing. I have her song here. Should I sing it for you? She started with just notes. Like, you know, saga, ma, ma, la, 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 like this. No, but she sing. Ta na na ta na na ri ta na na ta na na ri. When the Sakis heard the sweet singing of Kalavati, they began to cry in ecstasy.
I kada su Sakije čule Kalavati kako tako slatko pjeva, one su sve počele da plaču od ekstaze.
Tears began to come from their eyes like rivers.
Suze su počele da dolaze iz njihovih očiju poput rijeka.
And then other tears came. They looked like little pebbles, like big pebbles who came.
Onda su počele da liju suze koje su izgledale poput velikih kamenčića.
Radha's heart, which was full with man, began to melt like a diamond.
Radhino tvrdo srce koje je bilo ispunjeno sa tom manom se počelo topiti.
How is it possible, she asked, that someone sings like that?
Ona je pitala, pa kako je moguće da neko ovako pjeva?
I should not just give this girl a jewel.
Ja ne bi trebalo ovoj djevojci dati samo neki grabu.
In your culture you would say a gold medal. No, that's not enough.
U našoj kulturi bi rekli možda nešto od zlata. Ona je rekla, ne, to nije dovoljno.
And then Radha thought, there's only one person who can make my heart melt.
Onda je Radha počela razmišljati, ima samo jedna osoba koja može učiniti da se moje srce počne topiti.
There is no second person and there will never be a second person.
Ne postoji druga osoba, niti će ikada postojati druga osoba.
So she began to think.
Ona počela da razmišlja.
And then with a smiling face she said, oh Rupa Manjari. We just can't give her a gold medal. What women like most is beautiful dresses. Here and now we should take away these poor cloth and dress very nice with nice cloth and good ornaments.
Sad bismo trebali da skinemo sa ove djevojke sutra javnu odjeću i da je obučemo u najljepši haljinu.
At this moment the beautiful girl became highly nervous. Kunalata said, she is very shy. In public we cannot undress and then dress her. No, said Radha, here in this assembly there are only women. Women may be shy before men, but before women, no shyness is there. At this moment, two sakis began to capture the girl on her arms. And another saki started to open the blouse. And two flowers fell out. Kadamba flowers. At this moment, the girl just began to shriek and run to Jatila. I'm the daughter of Kirtida's sister, she said. Kirtida is the mother of Radha, no? So I'm the daughter of Kirtida's sister, the girl said. But Radha always ignores me. I'm her niece. I've come here to get her mercy.
Oh,
Jatila said, you are a relative of our Radha. Then she went into the assembly and said, I order Radha to spend some time alone with her niece in a room in our house. Now Radha began to shake her head. Again, I'm outsmarted by Krishna. He always has his will. But of course, in her heart, she desired very much to have the private company of Krishna and went on the order of her mother-in-law, who hated Krishna always, into the private room. Now, this is an example of a sweet Leela. There are surprises in this Leela. It is heavy with wonder. And it can be relished in a pure heart. I want to ask Gaur Krishna to sing a song with all of us. Adaram maduram vadanam maduram. Maybe, do you have, of course you have, do you have the, of course you, how can I say it? You all have mobile telephones, isn't it? Do you have? No? Yes, middle. Krishna Jivani, you brought? No internet. Hare Krishna. So just sing the first song. Do you also don't have, right? We had the best would be we have internet. Some apps, or Madhu Chanda can do some magic. You have? Yes, 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 we can do like this. We all sing the last line. Can you give your mobile telephone to Gaur Krishna? Adharam maduram vadhanam. So we will only sing the last line. Repeat after me to learn. It's about the sweetness of Krishna. Madhuradhi. I don't hear you. Please sing, say loudly. Madhuradhi. Pater. Akilam. Madhuram. Once again. Yes. Madhuradhi. Pater. Akilam. Madhuram. It's a beautiful song. Go Krishna, what we will do is you can sing, and you can sing the second line twice, and then I will translate it, no? Think you yes start it's really a sweet song. His lips are sweet. His face is sweet. His eyes are sweet. His smile is sweet. His heart is sweet. His steps are sweet. Everything is sweet about the original Lord of sweetness. Everybody, Madhura Adipate Akilam Madhuram.
Madhura Adipate Akilam Madhuram.
Madhura Adipate Adhiram. His voice is sweet. His character is sweet. His dress is sweet. His speech is sweet. His movements are sweet. His wandering is sweet. Everything is sweet about the original Lord of sweetness.
Vachanam Madhuram Charitam Madhuram Vachanam Madhuram Valitam Madhuram Chalitam Madhuram Bramitam Madhuram Madhura Adipate
Madhura Adipate Akilam Madhuram.
Madhura Adipate Akilam
Madhuram. Madhura Adipate Akilam Madhuram. His flute is sweet. His foot dust is sweet. Oh, his hands are so sweet. His feet are sweet. His dancing is sweet. His friendship is sweet. Everything is sweet about the original Lord of sweetness.
Venur Madhuro, Venur Madhura, Panir Madhura, Pado Madhuro, Nrityam Madhuram, Sakyam Madhuram, madura adipate
madura adipate akilam maduram adipate akilam maduram.
His singing is sweet. His drinking is sweet. His eating is sweet. His sleeping is sweet. His beauty is sweet. His tilak is sweet. Everything is sweet about the original Lord of Sweetness.
Itam maduram, itam maduram, bhuktam maduram, sukham maduram, rupam maduram, tilakam maduram, maduram.
Madura adipate akilam maduram. Madura adipate akilam maduram.
His deeds are sweet. His acts of deliverance are sweet. His stealing is sweet. His loving play is sweet. His yawning is sweet. And even his chastisements are sweet. Everything is sweet about the original Lord of Sweetness.
Karanam maduram, karanam maduram, aranam maduram, ramanam maduram, vamitam maduram, samita madura, madura adipate akilam
madura adipate akilam madura
adipate
madura adipate akilam madura adipate akilam maduram madura adipate akilam maduram de de ra de 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 sya de de si vrna da vrna da oh jai re radhe jai re shyam jai re shri vrindavan da oh jai re radhe re re shyam jai re shri vrindavan da oh jai re radhe re re shyam ede si vrindavana da.
Why don't we taste the sweetness of Krishna? It is because our heart is covered by our stay in the material energy with various sanskaras.
To je zbog toga što je naše srce prekriveno zato što se nalazi u materijalnom svijetu sa različitim samskarama.
If you make an experience especially which is emotionally colored, an impression comes into your heart and you wish to make that experience again and again and again to fill that impression.
Ukoliko imate neko emotivno iskustvo, ono bude utisnuto u vaše srce i onda vi želite da ga ponavljate iznova, iznova, iznova kako bi dobro ponavljali tu impresiju.
Yesterday I noticed in the evening we wanted to have a kirtan experience. However, most of the devotees were engaged in filling old samskaras.
Međutim, većina bhakta je bilo zauzeto sa tim da su htjeli da popunjavaju svoje stare samskare.
Talking.
Pričaju.
There's some taste in talking, no?
Da, ima neki ukus u pričanju.
Or eating.
Jedemo.
There's some taste in eating.
Da, postoje određeni ukus u jedenju.
But chanting.
Mantranje.
Yes, there is some taste in that which I remember.
Da, ima nešto ukusa u tome kojeg se sjećam.
But I also remember that what is of lasting happiness tastes in the beginning like poison.
Ali se isto tako sjećam da ono što na početku je ukusno, na kraju ukusno, na početku ima ukus kao otrov.
So we all finally decided, okay, let's sit in the kirtan. And after some time we all felt some what we could call kirtan rasa. I saw even new people dancing and singing nicely.
Čak sam vidio neki novi ljudi kako plešu, pjevaju jako lijepo.
So you must know we have all these old sanskaras and therefore something in us wants to fulfill these old sanskaras.
I mi svi to osjećamo. Nešto u nama postoji što ima da želi da ispuni te stare sanskare.
They will pop up when the day you come back from your summer camp.
I onog dana kada se vratite sa ljetnog kampa, oni će ponovno da izrane.
Yes. There are these old sanskaras. Krishna has given us a guide which brings us from material taste to spiritual taste.
I Krishna nam je dao upustvo kako možemo da dođemo od tog materijalnog ukusa do duhovnog ukusa.
These are Shravanam, hearing about Krishna, and Kirtanam, singing his glories.
To su Shravanam, slušanje o Krishni, i Kirtanam, pjevanje o njegovim slavama.
When we repeatedly do these things, then our, let us say, our feeling, this is bitter, this doesn't taste well, will be replaced with some very, very sweet attraction.
I kada to iznova i iznova radimo, taj osjećaj kako to jako gorkog okusa će biti zamijenjeno sa jako, jako lijepim okusom.
We all need the repeated therapy of the chanting the holy name.
Svima nam je potrebna ta terapija pjevanja svetog imena koja se ponavlja iznova i iznova.
This one practice is most beneficial of all spiritual and pious activities. Because even though at the beginning one may not taste the sweetness, after repeated practice, one feels them to be sweeter than honey.
Iako osoba na početku ne može da je kuša njenu slatkoću, nakon što to radi tu praksu iznova i iznova, ona će na kraju da osjeća kako ona slađa od samog meda.
In this Kali Yuga especially, the holy name is like an ambassador from the spiritual world who has come here to open the embassy in the material world.
I pogotovo u ovoj Kali Yugi, sve to ime je poput ambasadora koji dolazi iz duhovnog svijeta i želi da otvori ambasadu u materijalnom svijetu.
And as we chant the holy name repeatedly, we will get our visa to go to the spiritual world.
Dok iznova i iznova pjevamo sveto ime, dobit ćemo vizu da možemo da idemo u duhovni svijet.
Yes. This is ordinary, very difficult to achieve, but with the mercy of the holy name. Sve će biti u redu.
To je obično jako teško za postići, međutim sa pjevanjem svetog imena sve će biti u redu.
I would like to end with a verse which Srimati Radharani spoke about the sweetness of Krishna, which will give you a little idea how sweet it must be.
Želio bih da završim sa jednim stihom koji je izgovorila Srimati Radharani o ljepoti Krišni, koji će vam dati neku ideju koliko to može biti slatko.
When Radharani had not yet met Krishna,
dok Radharani još uvijek nije srela Krišnu,
she one day heard the name Krishna.
Ona je jednog dana čula to ime Krishna.
And you know, she is Radha, the eternal counterpart of Krishna. She felt deep attraction in her heart.
I ona je pak Radha, ona je vječna pratila Krishna. Kada je čula to ime, ona je osjetila duboku privlačnost u svom srcu.
Then one day, as she was walking in the courtyard of her home, she heard the sweet vibration of a flute entering her ears. And yet in another time, when she was on the palace, on the roof of the palace, she saw someone passing by on the street who had a radiant effulgence.
I drugom prilikom dok je šetala po krovu svoje kuće, ona je vidjela neku osobu kako hoda ulicama koja je bila jako sjajna.
So after these three experiences, Radha spoke this beautiful text.
I nakon što je imala ta tri iskustva, Radha je izgovorila ovaj prekrasni stih.
Since I have heard the name of a person called Krishna,
otako sam čula ime ove osobe koja se zove Krishna,
I have practically lost all my sense.
Ja sam praktično izgubila sav razum.
Then there seems to be another person who places flute in such a way that after I hear the vibration, intense madness arises in my heart.
I izgleda da ima neka osoba koja tako prekrasno svira flautu da kada god je čujem, izgleda kao da ludilo dolazi iz mog srca.
And there is still another person, a third person.
Tu je još jedna osoba, treća osoba.
When I see him even only in a picture,
i kad ga vidim, samo možda i na slici,
my mind becomes attached. Oh no, no, no.
Oh, ne.
I'm greatly condemned.
Ja sam
I have simultaneously become attached to three people.
Ja sam u isto vrijeme vezan za tri osobe.
It would be better that I die because of that.
Bilo bi bolje da ja umrem zbog toga.
So she is so overwhelmed by the sweetness of Krishna that out of love she makes this mistake and cannot know that this is the same person. She thinks it's three persons who has a good name, a wonderful name, who plays the flute and who has the most wonderful form.
I ona samo iz velike ljubavi, ona bila uzbunjena na takav način da misle da su tu tri osobe, u stvari samo jedna osoba koja ima takvu prekrasnu ime, koja svira flautu na takvu prekrasan način i osoba koja je prelijeta.
I wish you all that you are soon able to relish more and more the sweetness of Krishna.
Želim vam svima da uskoro možete da ste više i više kušate tu slatkoću Krishne.
And I wish all of us, including myself, that the sweetness of this ocean-like sweetness washes over all old samskaras.
Želim vam svima, uključujući samog sebe, da taj okean Krishne slatkoće može da sapeli i operi sve te naše stare samskare.
And then we all feel, when I hear about Krishna, chant his names, I don't need anything else.
I da se svi osjećamo na taj način, da kada slušamo, kada pjevamo o Krishni, da se osjećamo jednostavno ne trebamo ništa drugo.
Ništa drugo, ništa drugo. Yes. Dobro. So, we have finished here. There are a few more other sequences to this, but we will end here. And I will would love to open the forum for questions now. Any type of questions? We have a microphone for you. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki Hare Krishna. So, who has a question, please? It's difficult to ask the question about these things, you know, because they are so high. You can also ask other questions. There are some devotees who always have a question. I think their question is, do you notice me? Yes, I notice you. So let us see, is there anything? What do you think when you hear this? Let me ask you a question.
O čemu razmišljate kada čujete ovako nešto?
I think if I look at you, it's mixed.
Kada pogledamo vas, čini mi se da su vaše razmišljanja pomiješane.
And on one hand, you think, yes, this is... it's not. We are not just into God consciousness, we are into Krishna consciousness, and God consciousness is somehow included in that. I became very surprised when someone said Krishna is different from God.
Ja sam jednom bio jako iznenađen kada sam čuo neko je rekao da Krishna je drugačiji, različiti od Boga.
And he explained, thank you. You know your equipment very well, Bhattasetu. Thank you. He just wanted to explain that the Christian concept of God, that he's the creator of everything. He is the Lord and Master of everything. That concept there, Krishna consciousness goes a little bit further. Prabhupada would say, we know the address. We know his name. And we know how to make contact with him. And therefore, it's just the concept of God is expanded. So this means for me always, someone who wants to know Krishna and not just stick to his old upbringing and about God. He will have to read about him in books like Krishna book.
I uvijek mislim da osoba koja bi htjela da sazna nešto više o Bogu, osim onoga što je saznala tokom svojeg odrastanja, ona treba da čita knjige poput knjige Krišne.
It's interesting that the activities of Krishna are described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, and but Prabhupada, when he translated the Bhagavatam from the first canto, second, third, and so on, he felt maybe Krishna will not give me enough time so that I reach the 10th canto.
Jako interesantno da su Krišnine zabave opisane u 10. pjevanju Bhagavatama, međutim Prabhupada dok je prevodio Bhagavatam od početka prvu pjevanje drugu tako dalje, on je razmišljao pa možda neću imati dovoljno vremena da dođem do 10. pjevanja.
And therefore what he tried is he gave a summary of the 10th canto, no, as the Krishna book, because he felt it's so important that before I leave this body, and as soon as possible, actually, devotees dive their mind into Krishna.
Dok imam vremena, želim da dam Bhaktima sažetak u oblikom od Krišna muka, knjige od Krišna.
And in the Krishna book, he actually said something. He said, the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna are so powerful that simply by hearing, reading, and memorizing this book, Krishna, one is sure to be transferred to the spiritual world.
I on je rekao da su transcendentalne zabave Krišne kada slušamo, čuli, slušamo, čitamo o njima, one nam mogu omogućiti da se vratimo nazad u duhovni svijet.
So he had the faith that when devotees would hear, read and memorize this book, they would go back to Godhead.
On imao tu vjeru, ako baki budu slušali, čitali i sjećali se ove knjige o Krišni, da će se oni vratiti u duhovni svijet.
And we had actually a sadhana in the old times about this. You will smile because it's so lovable, this sadhana, this practice, no? When we were finished with the day, perhaps at 8:30, we would all gather together and we would drink milk with banana.
Kada bismo završili sa svojim danom oko 8:30 navečer, mi bismo pili mlijeko sa bananama.
This is an Ayurvedic preparation which you do when you want to wind down at the end of the day.
To je ayurvedska preparacija pomoću koje želite da usporite, da završite nakon dana.
And then one devotee read from the Krishna book as the others they're drinking their milk with banana.
Onda dok bi drugi pili to mlijeko sa bananama, jedan bhakta bi čitao iz knjige o Krišni.
And then we would go to bed with remembering what we had heard.
I tako bismo mi otišli u krevet sjećati se onoga što smo pročitali.
Sweet dreams. Today, devotees, before going to bed, do all kinds of other things. But in the time when I came to Krishna consciousness, this was our practice. Yes. So it was a sadhana. We it was clear, Prabhupada made it very clear, you have to practice to become attached to Krishna. And he gave an example of early marriage. In old times, I don't think it will work any longer in modern times, but in old times, parents would pick a good husband or for their daughter or good, what is it, a wife for their son at an early age.
U stara vremena, a mislim da to ne bi bilo primjenjivo na ovo moderno doba, roditelji bi izabrali dobrog muža, odnosno dobru ženu za svoje dijete, dok su oni bili još mali.
Before teenage time, no? Before puberty.
Prije puberteta, prije teenagerskih dana.
So then imagine a child husband and a child wife coming together. What will they do? They will play.
I sada zamislite to dvoje djece, dječaka, muža i djevojčicu ženu.
And after some time quarrel perhaps by pulling each other's ear. Not like a desired marriage relationship. So somehow they had to train to be husband and wife. So this is what was done.
I ovdje na neki način trebaju biti trenirani kako da budu muž i žena i evo šta se radi.
The child wife. Sorry. The child wife would come once a week with a plate of Sunday sweets.
I jednom sedmično ta djevojčica žena bi došla sa tanjurom sandviča.
And then they would eat. Make sweets together. And they became very attracted to this. And of course, as they did this, when they became older, the attachment was no longer just the sweets, because we eat sweets together, but there was a more personality attachment.
Naravno, dok prirasne, više ta vezanost nije bila bazirana samo na tome što su zajedno jeli slatkiše, nego bi bila tu i vezanost između osoba.
And then there was so much affection that they could go through a whole life and support each other. That was the idea.
Ideja je bila ta da bi oni do tog zrelog vremena, oni bi već imali toliko naklonosti jedno prema drugom, da bi mogli proći kroz život zajedno i pružiti jedno drugom podršku.
So, my dear devotees, you have to also practice to become attached to Krishna.
Dragi bhakti, vi isto tako trebate da prakticirate da budete vezani za Krishnu.
At this moment there may be still other attractions in our heart. But let us cultivate our attraction to Krishna. Prabhupada says it's very difficult to achieve the spiritual world, but by hearing and reading and memorizing this book Krishna, is this possible? And the more we study these pastimes and study about Krishna, the more attached we become.
I što više studiramo ove knjige, u knjigu o Krišni, mi ćemo postajati sve više vezani.
And it is this attachment to Krishna, which is the desired fruit of the Krishna conscious practice.
I ta vezanost za Krišnu je onaj rezultat svjesnosti Krišne koji želimo da postignemo.
Because on the basis and the strength of this attachment to Krishna, you will be transferred into his world.
Zato što ćete na bazi ove snage vezanosti za Krišnu biti preneseni u duhovni svijet.
In ordinary religion we want to stay in our world.
U običnoj religiji mi želimo da ostanemo u svom svijetu.
And we want God to somehow help us to go through our sometimes not so difficult, easy life.
I želimo da Bog dođe u naš taj svijet i da nam pomogne da prođemo kroz taj život koji nije uvijek ladan.
In ordinary religion, we ask Krishna, we ask God to help us in this life.
U običnoj religiji tražimo od Boga da nam pomogne u ovom životu.
In when we make a little bit more advancement, we do understand, well, he has his own world.
I kada malo napredujemo, onda možemo da shvatimo, pa on ima svoj svijet.
Our world is not the only world and not the very most beautiful world. It's the prison world. Prison, don't say this. Everyone will become shocked. It's a reflection of the original. So in Krishna consciousness, we ultimately want to join him in the real world. I received a letter. Oh Guru Maharaj, soon my examinations come. Then I want to become a herbal therapist and soap maker. There's nothing more on my mind to then become a good mother of good strong children. Please pray for me. The Krishna blesses me to make my examens, become a herbal therapist and soap producer and mother of healthy children. And I said, yes, 100%, this must happen. Because I understand this is how the living entity turns to God in the beginning. He wants God to help him in his life, which is an illusory life, a temporary life, a reflection life. I would say 80% of the Hare Krishna Hare Ramas are on that level. Yes, and it is good. They are turning to God. Fantastic. But there's more. There's a life where we can dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna, laugh with Krishna. And leave this struggle for existence behind. Sto mislite, what do you think about this? This is revolutionary.
Oh,
you should now go, I disagree. You should be boiling with excitement. But perhaps it's becoming again a little hot. Like every other day. 365 days a year, year after year, until we are old. We don't pay attention to these subjects. Good. I want to encourage you to come to Kirtan. Dance! Laugh, sweat, and for a moment forget that you are the body. I'm trying to churn my audience. Can you understand what is moving in my heart? It's a little, you know, this is what happens when people get older. They become, we don't have so much time. So, for 5 minutes you heard the impatient Hare Krishna Swami. And I must tell you very honestly, I'm talking very much to myself also. Because I find in myself two tendencies. Not just one. The tendency which is stronger than than all other tendencies, I find it's just managing my life. Doing the things that get me through the day. But inside all of this, there is this voice, which is sometimes softer and sometimes louder. What if there is really an eternal spiritual world of which this one is a reflection only? And what if I'm not the body, but an eternal soul? And what if Krishna is the holy name? And the holy name can take me back to Krishna. So these questions are there, and then again, oh, I must eat, then I must sleep.
Ova pitanja su tu, onda se opet vrate oni misli, ovo sada trebam da jedem, sada trebam da spavam.
Then tomorrow I must travel and hope to get on time in the airport because we will have a morning program and this means this evening I have to pack all my things.
Sutra trebam da putujem i trebam da stignem na vrijeme na aerodrom, a pošto imamo jutarnji program, to znači da ću morati da se večeras pakujem.
And then there's this disciple who doesn't like me anymore. What can I do? Is there anything I can do?
Onda tu je ovaj učenik kojim se više ne sviđa, da li mogu nešto da uradim?
And what is about this book? You know, why is it not coming out? It takes too long. And I need 4 answers to my WhatsApp messages. You follow? And then only very little is Krishna, 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 Krishna. And then I think I have been given this human form of life and met Prabhupada only because of this Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And so how to deal with these inclinations? One is to get me through my day, and the other is to cultivate what is most important, what is the prerogative. C.G. Jung says, the special prerogative, it's something like advantage, of one human life is complete self-realization.
Jung kaže da jedna od prednosti ljudskog života je da može da doživi samospoznanje.
It's not that the Hare Krishna devotees are a sect that they put this emphasis so much on spiritual life. All thinkers, not all, but many thinkers have also seen this special prerogative.
Nije da su Hare Krishna samo ti neka sekta koja stavlja toliki naglasak na ovo i puno i drugih mislilaca su isto tako shvatili i pričali o tom prednosti ljudskog oblika života.
Yeah, prerogative means prerogativni or what?
Advantage.
Yeah, advantage, yeah. Complete self-realization. Not to get you through your day. And I think if we put first things first, the secondary things will also need, we will be able to give it the appropriate amount of attention. But if we start to give emphasis on the things which are on the second place, we might never get along to the things which are on the first place. So, and I think all of you are on a good path because you feel attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Zato što osjećate privlačnost prema svjesnosti.
And I think my duty is to remind you who have gone already so far to go all the way. Why stop before the fruits which your heart already longs for?
I smatram da je moja dužnost da vas podsjetim na to da ne stanete negdje nasred puta, nego da ako ste već došli do tu, da odete do kraja i da dobijete plodove onoga za čim vaše srce još uvijek već žudi.
So we will end the seminar now with a little kirtan. Little kirtan. Only 5 minutes. No, there's other. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, yes. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One moment, we have to get that right. Do you know the 2 beats? Or we can do with these 3 beats, then everyone can follow easier. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, O Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Everybody, one more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hai bo, hai bo, hai bo, hai bo.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Jai Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sira Radhe Aur Premanandi Hare 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 Krishna